you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm 51, verse 12 and 13. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will turn back to you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, July 12th, 2021. We're going to turn it into a Testimony Tuesday on Monday, as been the case the last few weeks, because we're still working out plans to have Robert J. Morgan on, as we're going to be transitioning into a series probably starting in August. I think we're going to read one of his books, Then Sings My Soul, 150 of the World's Greatest Hymn Stories. And I think we'll pick out some of the music of some of these beloved hymns and play that as a part of the program. We're still working out the details, and Marianne and I are still praying it all up. But I'm thinking we probably need a few more weeks to get it all scheduled with Robert J. Morgan, get some books ordered, and then have them available. But our sights are set on sometime in August to have on Monday. I don't know what we're going to call it, but probably Then Sings My Soul on Mondays, where we'll look at music and some of these great hymns of the past and why they were penned and what's the story behind it. So be looking forward to that in the coming weeks. But today I have a special guest in the studio. In fact, I had lunch after church with her and her husband on Sunday, just yesterday. So in the studio with me is Audie Puckett and her husband, Franklin. I couldn't coax him to come and join us today, but he's a great guy. He's got a great, wonderful testimony and life story. And Audie, you and he have been married, I think, eight or so years. You share 9 wonderful children together, and God brought you into each other's lives some years ago. And like you were saying yesterday at lunch, it's been a God thing. It's been a wonderful fit. You complement each other. You both have different gifts. And like is oftentimes the case, opposites attract. He's more maybe quiet and reserved, and you're vivacious and outgoing. And so thank you for joining me on this Monday's edition of Mark and Friends. You grew up in Alabama, raised by your grandmother and your aunt. You attend the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, but this past Sunday you weren't in church because you were sharing or preaching at another church in Urbana.
Yes.
So you're a speaker, you're an author of a couple different books. Maybe we'll have you back and have Franklin in to maybe more formally introduce you. So you're an author of 2 different books. I think there's a third one that you've either done or you're revising or so forth.
Yeah.
You're going to be putting on a women's conference in the coming weeks titled Clear the Path. We'll probably touch on that a little bit today. And you're going to be putting that on with Beth Walker. She's the chaplain for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So on this Monday's edition of Mark and Friends, I began with 2 verses out of Psalm 51. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will turn back to you. You said, Mark, I love those 2 verses, but actually this whole psalm is packed with godly truths, with insights, with healthy conviction, with meaningful text that is the blessing, it's redemptive. And so how about, as a way of introducing you to our radio listening family, share a little bit why you love this whole chapter 51 of Psalms, and then read it for us.
Oh, okay.
How's that for an introduction? Yeah, you're kind of like overwhelmed. You're like, okay. And we're here at the home studio, and I know you're going to be possibly hosting your woman's gathering at our Urbana studio. So we're still working that through after today or tomorrow. We'll decide on if that's going to be the location you'll host it. But thank you for coming out. You and your husband, Franklin, live in Mahomet. And as I mentioned, you attend the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. Many of you are familiar with that church because Pastor Jason Schiffo preaches there and teaches there, and that's what we have in common some Sundays when I attend there.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I really love Psalm 51 is because it is an entire story of what it is like to be redeemed by Jesus. And we know that this is an Old Testament book, but this really talks about how beautiful it really is when Jesus sees exactly who you are and still comes to where you are, no matter how deep or how dark the place that you're in, and he lifts you right out of it. And your entire attitude about where you've been is completely different, because now your outlook on your future is full of hope. So I will read it for you. So, to the choir master, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, but you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltness, O God. O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then will you delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings, and whole burnt offerings, then bulls will be offered on your altar.
That's the entirety of Psalm 51. And I'm thinking if we had Pastor Jason here, he'd say, context is king, so let's talk about this. This is a Psalm of David. This is shortly after when the prophet Nathan came to him and said, David, you've committed adultery with Bathsheba. And so David's recounting, like you said, in story form, that redemptive work, that as we seek the Lord and ask for forgiveness, that he's very willing, but we have to come to a point of brokenness, that we recognize we've sinned, we've fallen short, that we need redemption. And so this whole passage beautifully walks us through a lot of those emotions and circumstances. And then the verses that you like especially, and I like this verse 13, then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will turn back. And that's a part of your passion, helping sinners recognize there's a loving God, that there can be redemption, there can be forgiveness, that they can grow. And so share a little of your own faith journey, maybe even touching on points of these verses where God has shown you that you are a beloved daughter of his, that you are loved, that you are cared for.
Well, the reason I was raised by my grandmother and my aunt was because I was pulled from an abusive, very abusive and neglectful household. But the results of that abuse can very easily, very quickly translate into some emotional mm-hmm. and emotional struggles that can grow up with you. Mm-hmm. And so in that, I've made some horrible decisions. I have, so far out in left field, so far away from God, even when I knew that He was the only salvation I had, there I was in my sentience and autonomy, wanting to be independent and just making a complete mess of it. But the beauty of being loved by God, to being in a relationship with Him, is the privilege to take ownership of the bad decisions that we've made. Take ownership of them, take them to the cross, and ask God to help you deal with it. Because it's so easy also, when we do take ownership of it, to find ourselves living in guilt. We don't need to do that. That's the entire purpose of Jesus Christ, to remove that sin from you so that you can continue abiding in Him. And so in my ministry, whether I'm dealing with a group of people, whether I'm dealing with women specifically or individuals, the goal is to love people to Jesus, mm-hmm. to not spend so much time beating them over the heads with their sins, with their guilt or what have you, but helping them get to the place to where they can lay it down and let God carry them to the next step.
Now, that's a very mature understanding and appreciation of who God is and God's love for you. But so many people that are tuned in today maybe don't understand having a personal relationship with a loving God. Maybe they had an abusive father, mm-hmm. or circumstances were such they had a great father, but maybe he was a workaholic or mm-hmm. inept in certain ways, or was distant or just wasn't available. So they project that onto God. How did you mature in your understanding that God personally had an interest in your life, that He loved you, that He cared for you? Because there's probably other people that are struggling with, I don't sense that, I don't feel that from God. How did you grasp that truth?
A lot of trial and error mm-hmm. in my relationship with Him. You know, there's always something to learn from God, either through praying to Him, listening for Him, reading His Word. But I think the most integral thing in my life in helping me mature has been other people mm-hmm. of God, other people who have come alongside me, even if for just a short period of time, to speak life into my spirit and to help redirect me to the point to where when I read God's word, I'm not trying to find out what's wrong with me. I'm not trying to find out whether or not God is a bully. I'm actually mm-hmm. learning more and more and more every time of how much He loves me and how He's always been there. Mm-hmm. I've been placed in positions to where I could look back throughout the abuse or the assault or what have you, and I can see God's hand preventing tragedy. Mm-hmm. I can see God's hand preventing the breaking of my mind. You know, I can see God's hand putting my heart back together in this place and that place. Never all at the same time, right. But it has always been this progression. And so being able to just look back and see Him everywhere, it gives me hope going forward.
Yeah, I like that word, sanctification, that process. Mm-hmm. We don't suddenly come to Christ and then everything is perfect. We never sin again. Our bank book always balances. Everything is rosy and wonderful. It's a process. There's a learning curve, and it's getting to know God more and more personal to see that He really does care. He really does love. He has my best interest in mind. And then sometimes not everything is understood or explained or fleshed out or known here on earth, but we'll have all eternity to mm-hmm. understand His great love and His care and mm-hmm. how He carried us along throughout our lives. I failed to mention that you're also a worship leader. You are part of the praise team. Yeah, I know, but once a worship leader and a part of the praise team, you and your daughter, I know, have many Sundays been up leading. And didn't you also host some women's gatherings at your house?
Yes.
You've done a number of things with other women and other women's groups.
prior to COVID, a couple of summers before COVID, myself and Tamara Yano, also a member of Community Free, we headed up a program called the Mary and Martha Project, mm-hmm. where we took a lot of the teenage girls from the congregation and placed them in positions to have to get to know one another
right.
in very practical ways so that they could build this foundation of trust and work on relationships with one another to then later carry those relationships out into the community to where a lady from an older generation would host them mm-hmm. and allow them to provide a service for them, some domestic, you know, something simple
sometimes.
To where those two generations could have conversations with one another and get to know one another and reconnect. And it was so beautiful. And like suddenly all these teenage girls had church mamas and it was great.
Yeah. Right. In case you're just tuning in, I have Audie Puckett in the studio with me on this Testimony Monday. And we're just getting to know each other. In fact, I've seen you across the aisles for a number of years as I attended on and off the Community Evangelical Free Church of Muhammad. But just yesterday, you and Franklin and I had lunch, and we got to talk some more and get to know each other. And I said, hey, let's have you a part of the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And you said, sure, I don't live far from your home studio. Come on over. I'm not sure if Franklin will come, but he's busy about the Lord's work, doing many other things. He's very gifted, and we'll get him in the studio at a later date. But I appreciated you starting off with this Psalm 51. It's recommended reading for all of us today. There's so many points of application, and I love how David will work through different emotions, beginning with, Lord, just have mercy on me because of your unfailing love. And then he goes through, I know you know my transgressions. Nothing is hidden before you. You know the ways I've fallen short. And then that's that interesting passage, I've sinned against you and only you. And people would say, wait a minute, what about Bathsheba and what about the circumstances and the things he's done wrong? Yes, those people were offended. Those people were sinned against. But ultimately, this righteous, holy, loving God is who we're really rebelling against and sinning toward. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very interesting passage. Well, in our closing 5 or so minutes, I know coming up, you have a Clear the Path. It's a woman's gathering. We may be holding it at the Great News Radio Center. We're still working out the specific details. We'll mm-hmm. know that in a few days. Mm-hmm. But tell us a little about Clear the Path, your co-host Beth Walker, and what you hope to achieve for the women that'll turn out for this. I guess it's like a half-day seminar, mm-hmm. workshop, mm-hmm. symposium. You're going to get together and love on each other and seek the Lord for his leading. But tell me about Clear the Path.
Clear the Path is kind of a brainchild of myself and, well, I'm not going to take credit for that. I'm going to go ahead and give it to Beth because she came up with it. Beth Walker is the author of Lessons from the Sidelines, which is a wonderful book. And she is also a chaplain for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the FCA. The vision behind Clear the Path, the entire title would be Clear the Path to Following or to Pursuing Your Purpose or your calling. So we want to help women define who they are apart from being a wife or a mother or an employee or all these different hats that we wear. We want to help them either discover or rediscover who they've always been according to how God designed them. I think it's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
And like you said, it is going to be a half day retreat, and people will leave with a copy of my book, Unself-Confidence, and also a copy of Lessons from the Sidelines with Beth. We don't have all of the details ironed out, but if people want to know more about the purpose and the true outcome of the retreat, they can give me a call at area code 309-306-1411.
And we'll have that number in case you're driving to work or you didn't get to write it down. We'll have it here at the station, but it's 309-306-1411. And you can always call the station, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. What's the date? Do you have them yet?
Yes, we do have a date. The date is going to be August 14th, and it will be in the morning from 8:30 to noon. But we will make sure to have plenty of coffee and yummies. As a matter of fact, Lucky Moon Pies and More from Muhammad has already agreed to donate at least 30 standard blueberry muffins. Okay. It will be individually wrapped. So I am so excited about that. And the fact that, you know, I asked and it was just provided. Sure. But we're already excited. We've got a lot of our content together. We already have our books ready to go. And now we just want to make sure we can nail down the space and get the advertising and everything done.
Sure. That's a little over a month from now, mm-hmm. August 14th. It's a Saturday from 8:30 to noon. So mm-hmm. Saturday morning, begin planning, begin looking at your schedule. It quite possibly might be at Lincoln Square in Unit 112. That's the Great News Media Center. And we'd set it up really nice for you to accommodate. You're hoping anywhere from like 20 to 40 women, you're thinking,
somewhere in the
neighborhood. We'll see what God provides.
Yes, we will.
If it's eight, it's eight wonderful gals. If it's 80, that's more the merrier.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, so we can fit about 80 in there, so we'll see how the Lord leads. But to find out more information about this woman's gathering called Clear the Path on Saturday, August 14th from 8:30 in the morning till noon, you can call 309-306-1411. That's 309-306-1411. And it'll be hosted by our very own Audie Puckett, who's a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends, and also Beth Walker, who's a chaplain with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and also author of the book Lessons from the Sidelines. And so we encourage women to be praying this up. And those of you prayer warriors, this is a unique opportunity for some women to gather, to be blessed, to share, and to grow in the Lord. And that'll be happening on August 14th. Well, thank you, Audie, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. And we'll get Franklin in here in the studio, maybe talk about your books. And you'll probably hear some personal invitations from Audie in the days ahead, inviting you to consider being a part of the Clear the Path on August 14th. Mm-hmm. And thank you for being available today.
Well,
neighbor.
Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me. I've enjoyed our time.
All right, women, put that date down. And men, send your wife to this. It's called Clear the Path. It's happening on August 14th, most likely at the Great News Media Center, but we'll be working that out in the next day or two. But it's happening on August 14th, and it's from 8:30 to noon. Clear the Path with Audie Puckett and also Beth Walker. They're great hosts. They have a heart for the Lord, and they want to build into women. So be a part of that. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Audie Puckett with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.